Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Hey there and welcome inside Studio 34. Frank Stanfill alongside the analyst Chris Ventura with another World Cup update here. The 2018 World Cup. Senegal has been eliminated from the competition as they lose to Colombia 1-0. A clutch 1-0 win for Colombia. Japan backs their way into the round of 16, losing to Poland 1-0. They actually tied with Senegal in terms of points inside the group, but because of fair play points, they back their way inside the group. So, Chris, what did you see from Colombia, Japan, this group? Moving on to the round of 16, we know that Japan is either going to play the winner of the England-Belgium matchup. That's the only round of 16 matchup we don't have set yet.
Right.
Japan, Colombia, those teams will face the winner, loser of the England-Belgium matchup. What did you see there? What do you expect from those matchups moving forward?
Yeah, so we know who all the teams are now in the round of 16, and we just have to see where Belgium and England land. You know, that Group H was interesting. I knew it was going to be interesting from the start because, you know, you don't really have a powerhouse. I thought Poland would win the group. They ended up coming in last in the group. Well, tied with, last actually, because Japan and Senegal were tied on everything. Goals for, goal differential, came down to fair play points, which I don't think that's a great tiebreaker, to be honest with you. I think they should figure out another way to do that. But, you know, Japan backs in, even on a loss. Now they play the winner of Group G. So now here's the interesting thing. The bracket's kind of lopsided. And I think, you know, the Uruguay, Portugal, France, Argentina side, and Brazil's on that side. You got powerhouses all over that side. The other side has Spain. But that's really it. I mean, Croatia, you want to say they're a hot team going in. I guess you could consider them a powerhouse right now. But otherwise, there's Russia, Denmark, Sweden, Switzerland, that group. It's good that Colombia got in there instead of Japan or Senegal, because Colombia looks like a pretty good team, and they kind of strengthen that side of the bracket. But if you're Belgium or England this afternoon, what do you do? Do you really want to win this group? Yeah, you face Japan in the round of 16, but after that, you're probably going to face Brazil. You're probably going to face France, Portugal, Argentina. You know, you got a tough road. But if you lose, if you come in second in the group, you play Colombia, which you could win that game still, and then you play the winner of Switzerland and Sweden in the quarterfinals. I think that's the better road to take. I would want to go on this side of the bracket, and it kind of stinks that this, you know, bracket is kind of lopsided. What do you think?
Yeah, so it is interesting. Look, I think there is something to be said about karma, right? Do you really want to try to lose if you're England or Belgium here just so that you end up on a side of a bracket that you think might be easier? I mean, you spoke about Uruguay, Portugal, France, Argentina, Brazil at the top half of that bracket, but don't sleep on the bottom, man. I know Russia's there. They are the host nation, but you still have Spain. You still have Croatia. You still have Switzerland. We did a video just the other day talking about, you know, Switzerland and Croatia being the dark horses in this tournament, and we know that they are well-rounded teams as well, so I don't really want to sleep on that side of the bracket. I think I can agree with you that the top half where you have France, you have some more powerhouses. You could put it that way. I think that's fair. But when it comes to Belgium, England, obviously we're live here. It's not 2 p.m. yet. We don't know the outcome of this game. I don't think that either team should go out there trying to lose,
yeah.
But I do get what you're saying. So what do you think happens in this England-Belgium game? We know that Romelu Lukaku will not be playing in this game. If you're one of these teams, do you actually try to lose so that you face Colombia and then you get either Sweden or Switzerland in the quarterfinals?
I mean, I agree with you. I think that you can't try to lose. I mean, that kind of, you know, that's a little stupid, I think. But what you are going to see is both England and Belgium are going to rest guys. They have no threat of another team surpassing them in the group. They're in. They know they're in. They know either way they're playing either in a tough side of the bracket or they're playing the tougher Colombia team. So I think they're just going to rest the guys that are a little injured right now or banged up, and the guys on yellow cards are going to sit, right? Because you don't want them getting another yellow card being suspended for the round 16. So you're going to see a whole different group of lineups for both these teams out there, and they're just going to go with the flow, kind of. I think it's going to be a very laxed game. I don't think it'll be that interesting, to be honest, but you know, they're going to see what happens, and it could go any way. I think it could go 1-0 England, could go 1-0 Belgium, it could go 0-0, it could go any way. I wouldn't even touch this game if I was betting, to be honest with you. So, I just see it as like almost like a friendly match, and we're going to rest guys. They're looking towards the round of 16. I think you're right. They don't care which side of the bracket they go on. They don't care about all that. They care about their players, their team, and making the finals. And this game doesn't matter for that. So both teams are going to do that right now. If you talk about Colombia, they played hard. They're coming in hot into this group stage. So you don't really want to see them in the first round. And I know what you're saying, but, I mean, you're not really facing Croatia or Spain till the semis if you come into the Colombia side of this bracket. You're facing Sweden or Switzerland. And I honestly, even though I like Switzerland a lot, I mean, I think Switzerland, Sweden side is the weakest side of the entire bracket. If you're talking about a quarter of this bracket, that's the weakest quarter by far. I don't see it any other way, you know?
It is worth noting that star player for Colombia, James Rodriguez, did leave today's game with an injury. So it's not known whether he'll be able to play in the next game. So that is something to monitor if you're betting or if you have any rooting interest in these games for the World Cup. But for the analyst Chris Venture, I'm Frank Stanfill. Please subscribe to the Fantasy Sports Network. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you think about the bracket, whether it's lopsided or not. Should England or Belgium be trying to lose on purpose in order to get to the easier side of the bracket? Let us know. But we'll be back tomorrow for more. We'll be previewing the weekend round of 16 games. Thanks for watching. We'll see you then.